The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How long can you keep fish? We're cleaning out the sound fridge.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Hot dogs keep practically forever, don't they?
Yeah, damn near.
In the plastic case that they come in?
Yeah, pretty long.
Because the date on there, and it's real long. They give you a long leeway, and then it's best by. It's not used by. It's just saying, it's better if you eat it now, but I'm sure it's fine if you eat it a little later.
Sure. Next month, next year.
I served some hot dogs that were on the latter end the other day, and they seemed fine.
You heat them, right? Kills the germs, yeah. Mostly. Sure, it's fine. We have a fair amount in the sound fridge. What should we do with it? I don't know. Clean it out?
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
I think we should tease something to keep people through the podcast.
Sure,
we'll
if you want.
We'll end with new song from Springsteen and John Mellencamp together. I don't think they've ever collaborated.
Wow.
In fact, I don't know this. Maybe you know it, Joe. I would have guessed that Springsteen didn't dig Mellencamp as kind of a wannabe him. I would have guessed, but I don't know. I don't know that.
That's an interesting thought. Never considered that. The guy who actually really turned me on to Bruce Springsteen in my youth was also a big John Mellencamp fan.
Okay.
At the time.
Johnny Cougar at the time.
That's right. Ridiculous. And he hated that stage name.
Hey, guys, in an interview, Springsteen said he really likes Mellencamp. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. See, I made a horrible assumption.
We'll
play a little of that song from the old couple of old men coming up here in a little bit.
Yeah, first, this is an odd story. Is it self-explanatory, Michael? Clip number 4?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's play it.
Pop the hood. Caught a squirrel red-handed right down here snacking on these wires. They told me that because the wires were chewed so close to the firewall, they had no option but to replace the entire wiring harness in the truck.
It went from oil-based to soybean-based. Well, it is great for the environment, so great, of course, that animals are attracted to that soybean-based insulation, so they chew through it.
Wow, so automotive wiring is now... The insulation is soybean based.
How long has it been that way?
Wow.
It's mostly new cars, but okay. I guess it's for environmental reasons.
Well, I've had problems with rodents anyway. Well, that's a squirrel, right? That squirrel's a rodent?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I've had a problem with rats eating out wiring.
They're rats with fancier tails.
I've had a number of cars destroyed by rats before they went soybean based, so that's not going to help. Yeah, I mean, if you leave a car parked for very long, rats will eat up the wires. Always remember that.
It's weird. We didn't do that Fallon new Bachelor host joke, did we?
No. I like the sound of that. There's a new seasonette of The Bachelor. Okay.
Some entertainment news. ABC has named Jesse Palmer as the new host of The Bachelor.
Woo!
Oh. Yeah, today Jesse said, I've dreamed about this job ever since I found out how much it paid. Yep, Jesse Palmer is the new Bachelor host, but before he got hired, he and all the other candidates had to fill out an application, and the questions they asked were pretty interesting. For instance, a potential Bachelor host were asked, can you tell the difference between six different women named Lauren? Next up, do you have the stamina to work 7 minutes a week? Next up, are you comfortable putting crying drunk people in the back of a limo to the airport? And finally, have you ever sat next to a screaming bachelorette party and thought, I want to do this for a living? See, these are smart questions for The Bachelor.
So, the old host of The Bachelor got run out over some, like, innocuous, to me, comment. But he was...
Yeah, it doesn't even stand out. I read about the story, but I can't remember what he said.
It was a minor thing.
Yeah.
It had to do with race. It doesn't matter. It was a nothing burger.
Disapproving enough. That was all it was.
Yep.
The old somebody laughed and he didn't, or he didn't tell him. I condemn that attempted humor.
Yeah, he got Billy Bushed is what's happened. He was there when something happened that people didn't approve of, and he didn't stand up forcefully enough, and he lost one of the best gigs in show business over it.
Yeah. I'm scanning the list. You know, I hate to give Matt Gaetz any air. He was grilling the General Milley in front of Congress. He's so obviously trying to distract people from the fact that he's rapey. Grandstanding like crazy.
And technically he's rapey because he's having sex with underage girls, allegedly.
Yeah.
And that is rape no matter what.
He's traveling to different states
where it was legal. Right.
Well, or he would be in a state where it's not legal to have sex with a 17-year-old. And no, wait a second. He was in a state where it was legal, and he would have girls brought in from where it's not legal so he could, you know, strip them, lawfully in that state.
Wow.
Yeah. 17-year-olds.
Allegedly.
So, no, we won't play that clip.
Okay. That's a heck of a noise. Do you have restless anal syndrome?
I don't know, but it's time we talk openly about restless anus syndrome. Give us clip number 10 about Jamie Spears, Britney Spears.
You might be able to hear some of the cheers outside from Britney Spears supporters. They've been marching around this courthouse all day, demanding that Jamie Spears be removed from the conservatorship. We now know that Jamie Spears will be removed from the conservatorship over his daughter, Britney Spears. Judge Penny ordered all assets of Britney Spears be turned over to the temporary conservator who she chose, which is an accountant that Jamie Spears did not approve of. The judge says that the suspension is in the best interest of Britney Spears and that the current situation was not tenable. We have seen lots of Free Britney supporters here today. They actually closed down an entire street. Their cheers are ongoing.
Wow. Okay, there are multi-levels to this story.
Sure.
Who the hell are you freakazoids who are there blocking the street because you're all one giant group of supporters for Britney Spears?
Can I have your time?
And no kidding. Can I buy some of the hours you have on Earth that you're wasting and use them for other things?
I'm torn because they are absolutely strange rangers. It's odd behavior, but the more I read about it, the New York Times had a dead serious and fairly long article about this case and the conservatorship and how incredibly rare it is that somebody who A, has money and B, is not senile or developmentally disabled and can hold a job. It's incredibly rare that there's a conservatorship at all, much less one that's incredibly strict and surveillance and control and the rest of it. It's a bizarre situation.
Yeah, we mentioned the other day they had video audio in her bedroom that they were ordered to destroy the video and audio. But they'd been
13 years of it.
They've been recording her in her own bedroom. Telling her when she's going to sing where and how many hours she's going to practice. If she wanted to go to dinner with someone, whether it was just a friend or a potential boyfriend or whatever, they had to go through an interview process and a background check and all these different things. She's got a $60 million estate that her dad was running, so that gives you a little inkling as to what was driving it from his end. And yeah, that freaking nut job, I don't know anything about her dad, but he pushed her, obviously, or allowed her, to be a child star with Disney. And then when she got to be like 16, he put her in the thigh highs and the high heels and trotted her around for adult men to make money off of her as a sex pot. Who does that with their kid?
Right.
And then controls her life and all her money clear into it. She's 40 years old.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, Britney and company are not going to file to end the conservatorship immediately. And the old man is, because Britney and company believe that he mishandled it. He violated the law and the rules of the conservatorship and ought to get hammered for it. And if they end the conservatorship, the courts might say that it's a moot point and not worth trying. So they want to hammer them. So they're keeping the conservatorship, you know, in effect for now. It's a strange situation.
Poor chick. Hope she gets her act together.
Yeah, it's not clear to me how crazy she is.
None of you or us would end up normal if you were a child star and went through that whole thing either. No way.
No, I agree.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, speaking of musical sensations, shall we get to the new Bruce/John Mellencamp
sure.
song? Let's dig it. It's called Wasted Days. I'm told it's a little depressing.
How can a man watch his life go down the drain? How many moments has he lost today? And how among us could ever see clear the end is comes almost here.
Whoa!
Wasted days. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away.
Whoa! The end is coming. It's almost here from a couple of old men.
Well, hot new genre, dying old guy rock.
Now, you know, Bruce Springsteen and John Mellencamp could get together and do anything, and I would probably like the sound of it. Mm-hmm. But, geez, what's with the lyrics? If you heard two old guys saying that sort of stuff sitting on the porch, like if my dad and a friend of his were sitting on the porch saying, oh, you can see the end, it's almost here, the wasted days, I think, whoa, geez, cheer up.
Wow, yeah, make the most of these. Coming up, we'll play an excerpt from One Foot in the Grave by Mick Jagger and Charlie what's that? By Mick Jagger. Too late. Yikes.
Then we've got What's the Point of This from Don Henley. Another good song.
I've Wasted My Entire Life by Bob Seger.
Another giant hit from Who's an Aging Star. Can't have one pop into my head. They all age. Yeah. Bob Seger's a good one. Fleetwood Mac out with My Health is Failing Me. That's another good hit.
I can hear the hot breath. Here, you don't hear hot breath. I can smell the hot breath of the Grim Reaper. By, I don't know, insert the recording artist of your choice.
Yeah, I wish I could think of more older, aging rockers just to continue the gag going.
But you got
to
make sure they're still Paul right. McCartney.
I was going to say Tom Petty, could be he's dead. Yeah. Paul McCartney with I'm in Constant Pain. That's his new hit.
Jesus, that's too much now.
Well, so
you
was,
suck.
So was John Boo! Mellencamp saying,
Boo!
I can see the end, it's almost here. What the hell is that?
Depressing.
He had a song on his last album. It was a great tune, but it was the same vibe of everything I try to do now comes to nothing. I was just like, oh, dude. And then I compared
Try bird watching.
And then I compared it, and it's just, you know, this is probably true for a lot of old people. I compared it to John Prine, one of my musical heroes, who unfortunately died of COVID last year. But he is an old man, too. And he just put out an album about, you know, how much fun he was having as an old guy and the things he plans to do in heaven when he dies, which is just a fantastic. When I get to heaven, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I mean, he just it was like up tempo and he's still enjoying himself. And then you got the John Mellencamp, Bruce Springsteen. Life's almost over. What's the point? I can see the end.
I wasted my days. Yeah. All of them.
So is that just the two sides of the coin of being old? You might go one way. You might go the other. Maybe you feel different ways, different days. I don't know. I'm not that old yet, so thank God.
Yeah, there's probably some of that. And I'm just finding this really depressing.
One Foot in the Grave.
Should end it on the Grim Reaper joke.
What did you call it? Old.
Dying old guy rock.
I don't know if that's going to be a genre. It might end up being a genre with all the musicians, all the most biggest musicians of back when you could make a gazillion dollars becoming a musician.
Right, right.
As they all get to the very end, maybe they're all going to put out songs like this. Medicare won't cover my new crutches. You know, whatever.
I'm trying to think of, let's see, what would Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin's song be?
Robert Plant's got a new album out with Alison Krauss. They're doing another one of those. Supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah, interesting. Sometimes you combine odd ingredients and it's disgusting. Sometimes it's fabulous.
Old dying guy rock. See if the Sirius Channel has one of those.
You know, I'm going to play that new song at my dad's 75th birthday party.
Oh, there you go.
Jeez, good idea.
Everybody having a good time, and then I'll break that out. Well, I guess that's it.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.